Okay, so do you have any things you wanted to talk about or ask? You're writing me a lot of questions. It's easier when do it in person. Where are you working at? It's okay. Where? You're a chemical engineer?
No, I am a finance guy.
Uh-huh. Oh. This is Arcelor is owned by Mittal or Tata? They have mines over there?
Yes, we have a mine in Breedmine, which is approximately 200 kilometers away from our company. So we have a steel company also and a mine also.
Uh-huh.
So we take that iron ore from the mine and produce steel out of that.
So they also have smelter and everything there?
Yes. We have a complete facility.
On site by the mine?
Steel making.
Uh-huh. So the steel making, they don't make, they ship the ore?
We use the entire ore which is being produced in Priyadhar is being used by our own plant for steel making actually.
Mm-hmm.
We produce this bars and wire ore for construction of building. The steel rods which are used in the construction of building.
It's not being affected by the Chinese downturn?
It is very badly affected actually because of the Chinese downturn. And the last two quarters were very, very difficult quarters.
Looks like Intata wants to shut down the whales production.
Yes. Tata has already declared that they would like to give up that company.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had bought a couple of years back from Chorus, and now they are not doing well because of the Chinese demand going down. China is producing 50% of the world's steel, and when they cannot consume,
so
that has a really big impact.
So how is how does that allow you to be able to practice Krishna consciousness at home? Where's your daughter, by the way?
We are having our deities at home. We have kept Gaur Nithai at home. So that is how we practice. And then we have also devotees in Sarajevo. And there is a temple also in Sarajevo. So Tamina can be associated with them actually. So this is how we... Actually, we got into Krishna consciousness only in Bosnia. It is not that where we were, when we were in India, it was not like that actually.
Because you're from where in India?
We are from Mumbai.
And in Mumbai you never met devotees?
No, we used to go to ISKCON.
Juhu?
Juhu, yes.
Uh-huh.
But that was just a visit and go down and come back. Means
On auspicious days, maybe
yes.
If it is Diwali or Dasara,
yes.
Go and we used to visit Satyodayak Mandir.
Following Lord Ganesha on a larger range. Only after coming here and particularly Sudha's sister was practicing ISKCON.
So she used to tell do one round and see the difference. She started with one round and
slowly trying to understand and heard some
we got
lectures.
Some books from ISKCON.
Hmm.
Also, we used to visit a Zagreb temple, and Sundara would influence on us.
Mm.
So guide us how to think, how to work, or what is the way in which
he only came into our
uh-huh. Realization is that
you have to consider Krishna as supreme and give service to him rather than, you know, the traditional way in which we pray in India, or rather we are taught and brought up, you know.
Just because don't open, either don't associate or are open to the association earlier. That's it. Nobody teaches, because India has neglected its duty of giving Krishna consciousness to the world. They're more interested in acquiring steel mills than they are in distributing transcendental knowledge, even though there's plenty of steel in the world. And because India's abandoned really its obligation to propagate Dharma and to do it, to actually propagate real Dharma, not superstition, based on the actual teachings of what the Vedas teach. So, therefore, they end up having Westerners who never even heard about Krishna taking up Krishna consciousness. Even at a young age. And of course, Prabhupada would also emphasize that unfortunately, by and large, Indian people, especially now, are more interested in becoming affluent and well-off and being accepted into mainstream, whereas like Hiratoksha Krishna, his father is a lord and his mother's a lady, and he's not interested in that. So, but anyway, the important thing is that you're here. And that you've come to Krishna, it doesn't matter now. The real thing is what to do. What will you do? And you're doing the right thing, worshipping the deities, chanting, and... We have to recognize that Krishna consciousness is not about being religious and just continuing and adding religion to your life, that this is what life's about, this is what it's for. Doing business is not, it's just a matter, just a means of feeding yourself and maintaining yourself. That everyone can do. Well, that's the real challenge, and that's our real duty, is how to understand that that we're not this body, and recognize that we're Krishna's eternal servants, and reawaken our love for Krishna and go back to Godhead. And that's serious work. És nem bihár jött a sankirtanosokkal, majd kint találkozok. Igen. Hátul, ahol süt a nap. So, and that's important that you have that conviction and determination. Anyway, what else?
But see, some people associate, like you associated with Prabhupada, and immediately you change. We read Bhagavad Gita many times. Why we don't change?
Because you didn't understand Bhagavad Gita. But now you can understand Bhagavad Gita. And I changed because I wanted to change. If you want to change, you'll change. No one's holding you back. You're not some kind of sacrificial lamb or victim of circumstances. If you want to change, but changing is a process. So one thing is that we give our lives to Krishna consciousness, just like they gave their lives. You see all these devotees here. They gave their lives to Krishna consciousness. So similarly, everyone. But still, they need to give their hearts. That's a different thing. And that takes time to purify the heart, so that you can actually give your heart to Krishna. And that's why you have practice. It doesn't happen overnight. One has to practice those things.
So if you keep practicing for a long time, then time will come, and you also come to the point of realization that you have to become like the devotees who we see here.
Really, you don't be devotees. You don't necessarily have to live on a farm, but you have to give your heart to Krishna, and you have to engage in service. So, yeah, and that shouldn't take too long. That's what practice is. You do something, and by doing it, you learn. It's like going to school. You go to school and you learn. The process itself as far as the education. So it begins by chanting, and chanting cleanses the heart. Chaito Dharpana Marjanam. And if we cleanse our heart, then we'll understand things in the proper perspective. But it's not a mental thing. If people don't practice, if they don't chant, then at best they may have some kind of philosophical understanding, but it won't be a heartfelt understanding. Maybe we can go outside. I'm going to let Shambhi Hari finish doing the puja to these other deities, and we can talk a little outside, and then I'm going to speak with the Sankirtan devotees. Yeah, this is the Toksija Krishna and his wife. They're also here visiting from Scotland. They're all the way from Scotland. So she's from South Africa. So you can also talk. You're going to be talking to the Sankirtan devotees after?
Yes, about 2 o'clock.
Okay. Well, and also, he's been Krishna consciousness for 30 years now.